This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. New York City employers will no longer be allowed to ask job candidates about their current or past pay levels. Mayor Bill de Blasio is set to sign that law today. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has more.
In just about every occupation, men are paid more than women, according to Elise Gould, senior economist with the Economic Policy Institute.
If you control for amount of experience, you still see that there is a gap.
And if a woman or minority feels underpaid in one job, they don't want the next employer to base their new pay on their past. That's the idea driving initiatives like the one in New York City.
That might lessen some of the pay disparities that existed historically for that person.
Similar bans are in place in Massachusetts and Philadelphia and are under consideration elsewhere, including Washington State. Mike Droke is a partner with the law firm Dorsey & Whitney in Seattle. He says salary history inquiries may dampen an applicant's wage potential, but they allow employers to gauge the going rate for workers without conducting costly salary surveys.
They want to know that they're not overpaying for a particular position.
Still, he expects an increase in state and local regulations on this front in coming years. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.